Good morning, Len.
Good morning, Darren.
Before we get to Home Hill, how was that day we had out on the Julie Burgess the other weekend?
Oh,
man.
Wasn't it awesome?
Oh.
Wasn't it awesome? You're a good sailor.
Turn it up.
It was quite interesting at one stage when she tilted over to the port side. I could see some of the guests hanging on and the water was splashing up the spray. It was just awesome. When they put the sails up, boy, she took off, didn't she? Everyone really enjoyed themselves, so it was great.
Recommending it to everyone I meet now. It was just an awesome couple of hours. So check out the Julie Burgess website and Facebook page and book in for a sail there with Graham and the team. All right, let's go to Home Hill now, your other passion around town. So the annual garden fete's coming up this Sunday.
This Sunday the 21st, Darren, yes, from 10 a.m. till 3 p.m. You can be assured when you come on the day that there'll be plenty, a variety of sites with things like books. I know I'm trying to be the vegetable lady. I'm going to have vegetables and plants and seedlings, bric-a-brac. But apart from that, you can come and you can have your lunch because there'll be food available. There'll be good coffee. So it's a day for the family. But one thing, Darren, I need to stress is that during these COVID restrictions and we're having an event, we've had to comply with the Tasmanian government. So we do need to wear masks. So that's really important that people bring their mask and put it on as they enter the grounds of Home Hill. And they're not that bad to wear, believe me. I've had to do it before. And I think for everybody's health and safety, it's the way to go. So just remember the masks on Sunday.
All right. So entry is $2 and you can take a tour of that beautiful house for $10. Is that right?
That's it, yes. $2 to enter. And yes, you need to make sure when you get there that you go around and book in for your tour of the house. It's a discounted price. And that will, of course, go to Home Hill to keep the property alive and well, because it's just so important to Tasmanians that we have this home as Dame Adeline left it many years ago.
Yeah, it's beautiful. So what are the short-term plans for Home Hill? What do you hope to happen there with development or anything?
What we'd like to see, Darren, is, I'll call it an interpretive centre, is a building. Have it built in the garden down amongst the trees. And in that building, there will be a place like Theatre Style when our students come through. They can learn all about the political history. So there'll be a briefing on that. There would be a lot of audio to listen to and visual to see what the Lions, is, both of them, have done in their lifetime in politics. And then there'll be office space out the back. And there'll also be a small part if you're getting married in the garden or having any sort of function, which we do now. We don't have anywhere for people to come undercover. So we can have like a small kitchen that you can go in and have nibblies and drinks while photographs are being taken or for whatever function it is. So it would mean that the whole house then is open to the general public. Realistically at the moment, there's parts that we use as office. We use the kitchen out the back. And one of the rooms where the committees get together and do all the work and planning and all the bits and pieces for garden fates and that is stored. That needs to be opened up.
Yeah.
It wouldn't, of course, be in its original condition, Darren, but we've got a lot of photographs to show us how it used to be. So we're trying, and we're gradually getting some of the items that have been in the house back from family members that are seeing the light that, it should come back to Home Hill.
Mm.
So we'll restore that side of the house to as close to original as we can.
Yeah.
The interpretive centre, we are looking to both governments, to state and federal for some funding. And, of course, we've got a federal election coming up, so you'll never know. But if we can do that, that will be one of our dreams. And Teasdale, the manager of Home Hill, and myself, I've been working with a committee on this for a long time, so that would be a fantastic outcome for everybody. So it's educational, it's historic, so there's just so many great things happening.
Apart from the political history and the Devonport history that surrounds that house, it's just a beautiful house, full stop.
Oh, yeah. You actually, when you go through it, you can feel a presence. When you stand in the front room, which was Joseph's office, and you see where the phones there, where the first call came across, that straight into there is a test call. And there's a box there, the Prime Ministerial box, where he would have had all these papers and orders and that. You feel what these people did back then. And you imagine having to go to Canberra from Devonport in those days, back in the 30s, where they would have had to, it's not a common car at the front door to rush out to the Devonport Airport, get you down to the down onto a ship across to Melbourne on a train up to Canberra, and so on. So it was a huge thing to be a Member of Parliament, especially from Tasmania and especially being a Prime Minister. So, yeah, I'm just gobsmacked with the whole history of it and can't wait to see what we can do with the development of the grounds of Home Hill.
All right, so an opportunity to raise a bit of money this weekend and have a great day with the family. So the fete's on at Home Hill, the Garden Fete, 10 till 3 Sunday. Thanks for having a yarn, Lynn.
Thanks, Darren. Bye.